All right, JW. All right, yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking with you later.
Bullhead Health Club, this is Don. Can I help you?
Hey, Don. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
With who?
With Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
And I know you're busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we had sent about 2 weeks ago. Looks like it was based off some history that you did. You had with Balboa Capital, if that rings a bell. And just based on your lending history with them, we had mailed out a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. So I just kind of wanted to follow
up.
Well,
if you can, if your rate's better than theirs, you know.
Well, it depends on what you do, really. Is it like a working capital or a line
of credit? No, it's $70,000 just equipment lease with zero value at the end of, 5 years.
It's an equipment finance?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's like our bread and butter here. And we also have a match or beat program as well. So if you have like an offer from one of the other banks, we're actually able to match or beat it here with us.
Yeah, I think it was 4 point, he sent me an email because he'd want me to give him the equipment list and they were approved. And, you know, so I said, it was 4.7 on the lease, and then with the APR and everything, it was a total 8%, 8 point something.
Ooh.
But I'm like, that's bullshit.
That's a little bit high, actually. Do you know, you said it was $70,000?
That would be most. That would be the most. So he had, his payments were, you know, higher than we wanted for $70,000. And then I went to a financial calculator online and went over with him, and that's when I found out the rates were higher than he originally said, and I was like, well, that's so high, man.
Right. So are you still shopping around at the moment?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
yeah. Okay, well, like I said, equipment financing is actually like the bread and butter. We do working capital and equipment financing, but equipment is what, you know, our biggest thing, our most rewarding thing for customers. What kind of equipment is it that you're trying to get?
Cardiovascular equipment.
Cardiovascular?
Treadmills, ellipticals, those kind of things.
Okay.
Bikes. I think I might throw a weightlifting machine in there, but that's, we'll see.
Okay, I see. And when were you trying to get all this by?
Well, we're making final equipment decisions today, then we're just ready to go.
Okay, so final equipment decisions today. And then you're ready to go. So, and how would you rate your credit, you would say? Are you, like, good, bad, or somewhere
in the
middle?
I think in the low eights.
You're great then.
Yeah, high sevens, low eights. But
we can probably get you some really good stuff then if you're that high.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's see here. Okay. And are you 100% owner of the company?
70%. So I make all the decisions like that.
You make the financial decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've already looked into other banks and things like that, and that the best one that they told you was around 8%, you said?
Well, it was, right. We just looked into that one, and we stopped. I was like, nah, that sounds too high to me. So it's kind of good you called, because we were going to go shop around a little bit.
Brought the shopping to you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. So we're looking, you said 70,000 highest, and we're looking for like treadmills, bikes, weightlifting, cardiovascular things. How are sales for you guys?
I would say low, medium, and high, somewhere between low and medium.
Low and medium, okay.
In terms of historically.
Okay.
But, you know, that was this summer. Now we've had a great last couple weeks, so now they're good.
Oh, okay, great.
It just depends on, I think August, you know, September or July, August, we're a little slow. Now we're kind of coming back in the end of August here.
Oh, okay, I see. Definitely. So 70 here. All right. I actually have my senior rep right next to me, and she is. Her name is Jaw, and she's crazy good with all this equipment stuff. So I'm going to put it on for you right now, and she can give you way more detailed information right now.
Okay.
There she is.
Hey Don, this is Joelle with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I hear that you guys are growing. It looks like you're looking to purchase some treadmills, some bikes, a whole bunch of stuff for your weight room.
Yeah, we're not growing. We're just maintaining.
Oh, maintaining. Okay. Are you replacing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool. So are you, have you gotten like equipment quotes from a vendor already?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And do you have it on paper already? They sent it over to you?
We're going to make a final decision today. Then I may go back to one of these vendors, have them readjust their equipment list, and send me a new quote.
Okay, okay.
But we've been going through this for a while, so I think today is going to be our final decision day. Then we'll get, in the next day or two, we'll get some final quotes, and we're ready to roll.
Oh, okay. How long have you been considering doing this?
Oh, about 3 months.
3 months? Oh, okay. During the busy season right now for you, isn't it?
No, summer's slow.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
the other.
That's good. It's like May, June are good. July slows down. August is kind of slow. That's standard health club industry.
Oh, I see. I guess maybe the gyms that I've been working with for the last few weeks are the opposite for you, from you, I guess. Or maybe they're
from
a different region.
Maybe they're telling you the opposite.
Maybe. Well, they're mostly from the East Coast, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, who knows, you know?
Yeah, okay, cool. And then do you have I know you're going back and forth on the invoice with the vendor, but do you have like a guesstimate on how much it may cost you on the
high end? 70,000, low end 60.
Okay.
But we're right in about 60-70 range we're going to end up. If I can get it in the 58-55 range, that would be great, but I don't know. I won't know until the end of today, but try to get some new quotes and see exactly kind of where we're going to be, so.
Okay.
I would say by next Tuesday, we should have it nailed. Monday, Tuesday, we should have it nailed down pretty good.
Okay, sounds good. So what we can...
I would base it on 70,000. Mm-hmm. That's where our last lease was based, and it gives me the freedom to do what I need to do.
Sure. What we can do is we'll approve you for the largest amount possible, and then we can work backwards. So if it ends up being 60 or 58, that's not a problem for us. We can just adjust it that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I can do right now is I can have Hashem send over the application. It's a simple one-page application, and you just put in just a guesstimate of the 70 on the high range. And then, like I said, you can work backwards. And then we'll just need 3 most recent months of bank statements and then just most recent tax return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to take time. I got that with my partner, keeps that in California. So we'll work on that. Just send me what you need.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that. And then do you think you'll be getting it back to me by next week or so, since you're getting it on Tuesday?
Possibly.
Okay, cool. So I'll just set a call back for next week, and we'll touch base from there.
Okay.
Okay, good talking to you.
Great.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.